Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Tom Durage from Accelerate Group. How are you, Tom?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. How did I go with the pronunciation of your surname?
Fantastic. Usually Smith to my friends, but that's fine.
Wonderful. Now tell me, what is Accelerate Group?
Accelerate Group is an IT advisory and consulting organisation. We work in three key areas: IT, security and cloud. We basically solve very complex problems for businesses with their technology and help them out in other areas wherever we can.
So, well, let's start. You've got three different components to this.
Sure.
IT. Let's start there. What do we need to know as small business owners about IT?
What you need to know is who's managing your IT, what do you do with your IT on a day-to-day basis, who owns the information, and how are you going about protecting it, whether it's in the cloud or whether it's a local instance. What are you doing to protect that information?
So what are the questions we should be asking if we're looking for someone to manage our IT?
Some of the things you'd be looking for are, how do you protect information? If you're looking for a managed service and someone to look after the systems end-to-end, what do they do in the back end to look after them? Where do they store the information if they are looking after the storage of your information, whether it's in another country or not? There are a lot of sovereignty-related issues in Australia about data and where it's stored. So very important to ask those questions.
So is that something we probably should be looking for? Someone, a company that stores our information here rather than offshore?
Absolutely, because we have our own privacy laws in Australia. Any laws outside, if your data is subjected to that as a business, then you're at the helm of that government.
Okay, so that's probably not something that most small business owners would think to ask.
No, and neither do they have the funding to be able to fight a legal battle too, to actually get access to that information too, if that ever came to fruition.
Yeah, well, and then that brings us to the next point, security.
Yes.
So what do we need to know about our security in this area?
For small businesses, there's a lot we need to know. A lot of big organisations are getting a lot of exposure to security because they have budgets and funding. What Accelerate Group does with security is we find an economical way for small businesses to do it, just as effective as the bigger organisations, whether it be through a managed service through us or whether it be through some consulting for them to understand what data they're protecting and how to go about protecting that.
Mm-hmm. So how do we go about protecting our data?
Well, first and foremost, we need to understand who owns the data. Mm-hmm. If we understand who owns it, then decisions can be made around the risks behind that data. And that's one of the key things we must do. And then we need to understand the processes on how we use that data, where we store it, where we process it, where we transmit it. And then after that, what technologies do we apply and the processes around that to be able to protect the information.
Okay, so let's talk about the cloud.
Yuck.
Exactly. Yes. I have an alarm that goes off my phone at 5 o'clock every morning. There's no alarm set, but it goes off on my phone. And I think it has something to do with the cloud.
Awesome.
So what do we need to know about the cloud?
So the cloud is, before making a decision of moving to the cloud, a feasibility assessment should be done for any organisation. Now, a small business, it's basically asking the questions, if I move my data from inside my business to outside my business, what are the risks? Mm-hmm. An organisation like ours can actually help you with that, to understand that, not from the technology perspective, but from the business perspective. Mm-hmm. Whether you're going to be subjected to privacy laws, whether the mandatory data breach reporting is going to be valid for you, and how moving to the cloud, how that's going to affect your business come March next year. And that's some of the attributes.
So from March next year, what changes?
So a legislation's been passed for mandatory data breach reporting. So organisations that are $3 million revenue, mm-hmm, and hold privacy information need to report any breaches to the Privacy Commissioner.
Okay. And how do we do that?
Well, there's many ways to do it. So basically it'll be a direct link to the Privacy Commissioner. Mm-hmm. And then a number of questions you will get asked about: how did you protect the information? Did you have adequate protection? In the legislation, it talks about adequate protection. So there's no quantifiable value on how you've actually protected the data. But have you done it adequately in the best of your abilities?
Mm-hmm. So adequately would not be an external hard drive that you carry around in your handbag?
No.
Okay, so this is why it's important to have a good relationship with an IT provider.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what's another question we should be asking? Because it seems like we do need to be going down this track. We've asked about where they do store the information. What's something else, a key question we should be asking before we employ an IT provider?
Before employing a IT provider, you want to ask yourself the question inside the business, how would we respond to any incidents? Mm-hmm. Now, organisations do OH&S very well mm-hmm. within their organisation, how they handle running out of a building when there's a fire, etc. It's also the same thing with cyber and same thing with IT. If you have an incident or a breach or a compromise, how would you deal with that? Mm-hmm. And who do you talk to? And that should outline the authorities outside of your organisation, who you would call, your vendors, who you would call, and other people too, including the emergency list, because sometimes a cyber threat could affect real time, something protecting people's health and safety. So, yeah, but it's all a matter of collecting all that information, keeping it in a single place and understanding how to execute it at a time of compromise.
What sort of money should we be putting into this sort of thing?
For small business, not a lot.
Okay.
It's a matter of getting the process right.
So we're talking about, you know, working out a monthly fee. Is that how it works?
With our organisation, we do charge a monthly fee to manage systems, and we will actually go through those and ensure that if you do have an incident management plan, we're able to align the systems to that incident management plan. And if you don't have the incident management plan, well, we can help you by writing it, or we can engage with other people to write it to ensure that the conflict of interest is not in the process there.
Is that right? So I guess, you know, depending on how in-depth you want to get with your IT
yes.
provider as to how much you'd pay. So would a starting figure be something around $1,000 a month? You should be sort of thinking you should be spending on IT?
It will depend on the business. It will depend on a number of devices. It mm-hmm. will depend on number of servers you have, whether you're in the cloud or not. So there's many attributes. And this is why we like to talk to all our customers before we scope anything.
So it's more like the way you work, it's a one-on-one and it's a custom
Absolutely.
Program.
And we bring coffee.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. Well, how can people get in contact with you?
They can contact myself on 0404-092538. Or you can contact me through the District 32 channel.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. Tom, let's do this surname, Jeraj. I knew I was going to get it wrong. From Accelerate Group, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.